It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sad. I had Florence Sparrow notify Sloan. Poor little lamb.
Who's this girl going out with?
It's so hard to tell these days. I do see her with Ferris Bueller quite a little bit.
Would you get me Mr. Peterson's daytime number, please?
Sure. Ed Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
Oh, please hold. Well, you know, it's Mr. Peterson. Do you still want his daytime number?
Ed Rooney.
Ed, this is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yo, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
Ed.
It's all right, Grace. It's Ferris Bueller, little twerp. I'm going to set a trap and let him fall right into it.
Ed, I'm sorry. Did you say you wanted to see a body?
Yeah, that's right. Just roll her old bones on over here, and I'll dig up your daughter. You know that school policy.
Oh?
Was this your mother?
No, my wife's mother.
Ed Rooney's office.
Hi, this is Ferris Bueller. Can I speak to Mr. Rooney, please? Thank you.
Hold.
I'll tell you what, dip. You don't like my policies. You can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Ed!
Pucker up, buttercup.
What?
Ferris Bueller's online, too.
Hey, Mr. Rooney, how you doing? Listen, I'm sorry to disturb you at work, but I'm not feeling very well today, and I was wondering if it might be possible for my sister to bring home any assignments for my classes that I might need. Have a nice day.
Mr. Peterson? I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do. Well, I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
I really don't know, sir. I mean, I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to somebody else. You know, sir, that I would never deliberately insult you like that. I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
What do you want?
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What do you want?
Asshole.
You're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
But find out where she is.
This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, goddammit.
Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir.
That's better.
Now you just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
Jesus, wait.
Rooney?
Oh.
Rooney, calm down.
Just a moment.
Just a little office difficulty, sir.
Rooney, I don't have all day to bark at you, so I'm going to make this short and sweet. I want my daughter out in front of the school in 10 minutes by herself. I don't want anybody...
What? It's too suspicious. He'll think something's up. Cover it.
You talk.
You talk. Come on.
306.
Talk. No.
Rooney! Rooney!
Yes, sir. Yes.
Listen here. Pay attention.
I changed my mind. I want you out in front of the school with her. I'd like to have a few words with you, by God. On second thought, we don't have time to talk right now. We'll get together soon and we'll have lunch.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
It is Thursday, April 17th, 2008. Our phone number, 877-365-3636. This is the Mike O'Mara Show for Thursday. We are all very delighted to be back here. I have to my right Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And a frantic boy today, a guy that's flying around here. Lot goes on in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. What they like to do is they like to use the time wisely.
They like to maximize the time here at the studios in Fairfax and get everything done right up until the last second.
Right.
It's in the Lockridge Handbook.
But we are very excited about tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Mm-hmm. Lots to cover on today's show. We've got papal. The big Pope Mass that was today. I've been fence-sitting on this. I've kind of changed my point of view on it. I want to talk about that.
Good.
Want to talk about American Idol last night. Also want to talk about the great debate, which I still don't understand. It was not in high definition anywhere, right?
Right.
Was I the only one that did? Did you get it in high def?
I don't watch debates.
Yeah, he doesn't watch debates.
No, it was not in high def.
But without further ado, let's get to the really important issues of the day. I think this supersedes anything that we've been discussing before. We're talking about our welcome back to Fairfax BBQ, our picnic that we are having tomorrow right out in front of the radio station
here
at Fabulous 10800 Main Street. We are going to be on the pavement out there. We have four Weber grills that have been donated by Barbecues Galore. Is
Absolutely,
that correct?
Yes.
Nice.
And what else is going on, Rob?
Well, we will have food. We will have drink.
Rob, let me tell you what happened. We're sitting here, and they use this studio for a lot of different reasons.
Right.
Yes.
And then Rob comes in, and one of the things that I like to have are these little two pieces of plastic. And at the very last second, what would you say, 15 seconds before we're going on the air?
Exactly 15 seconds.
Rob and I have our first real argument as far as, like I said, Rob, I need my plastic sheets. He said, you have them.
Uh-huh.
You have them with you. I said, no, you have them.
Uh-oh.
And then now at that moment when you said that you believed in your heart of hearts that that I took them with me, right?
I did, because they weren't in the two places that I thought they might be.
And what they are the plastic sheets cover the things that I have to say every single day.
The plugs and that kind of thing.
Like, we invite you to visit WJFK.com and click on Mike with his oversized head.
Click on Mike.
That's an ad lib, the oversized head. Once there, check out the podcast, post your thoughts in the forum, and email us if you choose. And coming soon, MikeOmara.com.
But everyone out there thought you knew that off the top of your oversized head.
No.
But it's actually under plastic.
No, it is still the largest face on the internet. And I guess, do they call it under, are we under construction? Is that what it is for MikeOmara.com?
Yes, it is under construction.
And that's when we will have all our fun stuff up there. So, including things like pictures from the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll get that going. Right now, you have to go to WJFK.com. Once again, thank you for the very nice posts. Now, I noticed that the posts from 2 days ago were the only posts that I saw last night. Am I wrong in thinking the posts have not been updated?
That must be. And Chris must have something to do.
There's so much editing to do.
Okay.
He's filtering out all the mean things.
All right. He's a very busy guy. But without further ado, speaking about our barbecue,
yes.
There's some needs that we have. I said to Big O and Dukes here in Washington, D.C., they're the midday show, mm-hmm. and they are... they're curious chaps.
They are.
They are very interesting lads.
You mean you're curious about them? Or
I like them. I like these guys. You know what? They have made me feel very at home. Let's bring them in this first break here because I was going to do this on their show, but we were having our meeting and running late upstairs.
Things got crazy.
And I guess we've got a microphone here, Chad.
And one next
and
to Mike.
Big O, we got one over here. So make yourselves comfortable.
Okay.
Now, these gentlemen, let me give you...
Hey, Chad, good to see you, man.
Let me give you a little background for those of you around the country that have never gotten a chance to hear these guys.
I have a rod right now.
These guys are machines.
What does that even mean?
Didn't mean to know
these
that.
Men are machines. They are responsible for 5 hours of airtime here on WJFK in Washington each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
And as I have said to them, I think individually, I've said this to the sports junkies here at our station here, please stop.
They have to be stopped.
Working so hard! You guys are very, very hardworking guys.
Yeah. Well, we were actually talking about that before we heard that the Mike O'Mara Show was coming back to Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
While the 4 hours you do is just amazing.
What, you were hoping to go for 9 hours?
No! 4.5. I think the listeners are 4.5.
Now, look at this. Seriously.
He wants to split the
difference. Let's do it. We've chatted. I've been on their show, and I want to thank you guys. This is legitimate. I was going to tell you this personally, but you know how it works in this business. If you do it here, It means more. You guys have made all of us feel very comfortable
coming so true,
back
though.
Here. You know, because really, you made a joke about it when you came up to me the first day. Say, hey, new guy. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you doing New Fish?
I mean, 20 years, New Fish has been doing one thing on one show. And to come back and do this, it's a new experience. Even though we've been here, and we've been here for a long time before we went away, it was nice of you guys to welcome us all back and make us feel comfortable.
Very nice, yeah.
Well, I used to try and go by the window, like back when I was driving, because I used to work at the Home Depot over here, and I'd listen to you guys every afternoon.
What did you do at the Home Depot?
I worked in the plumbing department,
Found
knobs for Buzz, actually. It's one of my, actually, it was the finest moment of my life.
You mean he really waited on you?
I was a customer of Chad's. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I was working at Home Depot part-time, and I was
Buzz
trying to...
Buzz is always doing his effing household projects.
Yeah, I would look into that window out there that had a bullet hole in it, and I would try to look in and watch you guys do your radio show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you waited on young Buzz.
Do you feel the danger now?
Yeah.
The stalking danger?
No, I don't. I tell you, I like these guys a lot. And, yeah, and really, you know, because you know the way I operate, it really, if it's important to me personally, then it becomes suddenly relevant.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not saying that makes me a bad person. It's just the way I am.
Nobody is charming.
And I'm not obsessed with radio, as you know. I don't listen to a lot of other radio. But because they are here and they're on before we're on, I go up to the office now where they left a radio for me, and I turn it up and I listen to these guys, and I'm amazed that they you know, fill this 5 hours each and every day with stuff that half that crap I don't understand what they're talking about.
True.
But that's good. I mean, no, it's good. I think it's balanced. You have the elder statesman, me, coming on when he's talking about, you know, launch a PPF in your ZZD or whatever. I don't know what. And then
the PDF on the website?
Yeah, the PDF on the website. Yeah.
That's a file.
But I know, but I mean, I don't know.
I'll interpret.
Let me
you.
Ask you this.
Yes.
While you're being very nice, and thank you, you know, the 5 hours, I don't know if it's hardworking or indentured servant. I don't know.
Oh, and incidentally, as nice as I am, I know that, you know, when I come in here one day and I say, all right, it's the Mike O'Meara, and I start hitting the left arm, you know, the right eye becomes bloodshot. You know, I see both of these guys walking down to CK and say, we got it.
No,
we got his back. We're ready to go.
Let me explain something to you. You guys have broad shoulders. We don't want a shoulder that burden of afternoon drive.
Well, you're nice.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, really, one of the things, and I haven't said this to CK because I don't like to promote other people, especially behind the scenes to make them look good.
Sure.
But one of the things.
No good can come of that.
No, one of the things that made this easier, and you read a lot about it, and people speculate about it, and the radio files
that go
on the websites, you know, I think they make too much of it. But the fact is, when you're at a station and you're new and you're coming back and you're starting something, it made it, for me personally, having you lunatics around here made it a lot more fun for me, you know, just with everything. And these other two guys that were on the weekend.
Ooh. Oh, Snack and Soda?
Really, really delightful program.
You've met them?
I've spoken with them on the air.
I've heard their program. Now, that doesn't originate from here, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a New York-based show.
It sounded big time.
And not New York City. I think Binghamton.
Grand Rapids.
It's based in Binghamton.
Schenectady.
But I heard them.
The reason I brought Big O and Dukes in here is to tell everybody on WJFK to listen to their show in the midday.
Thank you.
At Westwood One that these guys deserve an ear because I think they should be around everywhere else.
Nice fit. Nice
and
fit.
Also, I'll take off our pants now.
And also, well, I'm serious. That's part of the deal. It was nice to come back here, but it was, you know, I've enjoyed this week, and that's one of the reasons. So you are invited to the picnic, the BBQ tomorrow.
Please. Can we bring the stalk of corn?
Because you can bring a stalk of corn. Because one thing I truly know, listening to
what
you guys,
does that even
with
mean?
all the nice things that I have said, I also know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you guys have no lives.
No,
I know that. You know, just like all of us, you have no lives. So you know, you're invited to the BBQ.
Now, I think Chad already has what he's going to bring.
I'm bringing bacon salt.
Oh, can I bring something ethnic? Because I am Bolivian.
I thought you were. I apologize.
No.
I said when I gave the big league chew to you guys, I said, give that bag to the Cuban.
Please.
Oh, God. The Cuban.
Just Cuban. I know I've heard your show. I mean, Mexican you don't like to hear.
No. Well, this is. And again, I don't even know how. It's not because we're a sensitive people. But they're different countries.
Painting
they're,
broad strokes.
Yeah, they're different places.
You're procreating.
I'm trying
people.
To, like, analyze the face here, and I'm getting, like, a combination of... And I do not mean this to be offensive.
No, it's okay.
Maybe somewhere in between The Rock and Paul...
Prudhomme?
Paul Rodriguez.
Oh, Paul Rodriguez, uh-huh. Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Appreciate that. Is it a guy that you should be picking up in front of 7-Eleven to do some manual labor around your house? Because that's the look that I get from him.
Well, I was at the Subway today and back with some guys, and you know, I can actually order my sub based on when we were in Rockville. Because we were clamoring for any friends in Rockville, sure. I actually learned to order my sub in Spanish, and I would go down the line. And I almost dropped it on the two guys that were in front of me because they were, you know, they were guys that had just come in from whatever job they were doing.
Right.
And I wanted to say, I can't order the initial sub roast beef. I can't do that. I don't know that. But I go, lechuga, tomate, sal y pimienta, y mayonesa.
I don't think you should really do that.
Yeah. Would that have pissed them off?
That is awkward for the Latin person behind making your sandwich.
I would have thought the guys that, well, they were Asian and Hispanic behind
the
counter.
You should have ordered in Chinese then. What's the language? Spanish? Latin? Yes.
Oh, whichever.
If you had spoken Spanish.
You know what you need to do? Seriously, you need to get a cold cloth on your forehead because you are not a guy that does well when you're rushed. Am I right about that?
Mike, I'm not a guy who does well ever.
Yeah, but today you were particularly rushed
Fellas, let me just clear this up real quick. Countries have borders and different cultures inside of them. I'm Bolivian. I'm not Mexican or Cuban. Cuban, good people, just happen to be communists, most of them. What are you going to do?
Bolivia is... Now, I'm trying to think of the current South American politics. We've got Venezuela, and we've got...
Colombia.
Was it Ecuador that got invaded? Who got invaded? I mean, there's this controversy right now.
Well, right now...
Who's commie and who's not?
Bolivia is English for bloody coup, from what I know of that country. Lots of governments being overthrown with machetes.
There is a bit of a situation in the motherland that it might be a little more communist than people would like.
Bolivia.
At this point. Yes. But again, I mean, what am I going to do? I just wanted to see if I could bring some chorizos to the grill tomorrow.
It sounds good. What is it?
It's just basically sausage, but it's a Spanish sausage.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've had it.
And, you know, in your case, since you do work here, I don't think you're going to poison anybody. All the other meats have to be pre-wrapped.
Please.
This is really like the safety cap on, you know, on the aspirin. That's what
Mike,
we're going to do.
Mike, the guys on the weekend had a guest on from BaconSalt.com.
Buzz, you mean salt like you would put on popcorn?
Yeah. I don't know about Buzz because he's ripped.
Excuse me. I love
Jesus.
Bacon. I love bacon.
I know, Mike, you and Rob are with me that anything that can taste more like bacon is a good thing.
Yeah, bacon's a very good thing.
So I was going to bring two or three bottles of that.
All I know is we have four Webers out there tomorrow. Bring your own beverages. Bring your own meat. I will be doing a lot of cooking tomorrow.
Yes, you
will. I'm excited about
anyone it. Anyone can come?
Anyone can come.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, this is very thrown together, very last minute. This is something that I figured. I based this simply on the fact that we have an 80-degree day, and I wanted to do something outside. Just because this new studio, as much as I like it, is a little claustrophobic. We don't even have a window, so I want to get outside and experience.
It's going to be nearly 80.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Okay, well, that's Big O and Dukes.
Yeah.
Listen to these guys. They are on middays right here at WJFK. They are on from 10 in the morning until midnight.
Nice chaps.
16 hours of broadcasting every day.
They take a break to let us come in. Yeah.
They sponsor a show called Snack and Soda. That's 11 hours every weekend.
Now,
it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of snacks,
yes.
I'm coming on their show tomorrow for some sort of roundtable.
You're going to be on Snacks of the Roundtable tomorrow.
Yes. Now, can you explain this to me? Because all I got was an explanation from John Norman, and you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of racial epitaphs being spit in your general direction.
Think Renaissance Fair and think snacks.
Yeah, everybody on the show picks a snack that they love and they think that everybody else hasn't heard of, and we all sit down on the air and we all eat each other's snacks and then rate them and put it up on WJFK.com.
You got the right guy there.
It's a service that we do for the listener.
You got the right boy there. What time is it going to be?
1 o'clock. Can you make it there, Rob?
I think 1 o'clock is good. I can be here by 1.
Very
good.
And
I have to figure what snack to bring.
Yeah, please.
Now, what if I, seriously, look, I know I don't want to get pissy early on.
No, nobody wants that.
What if I asked him to be here at 1 o'clock? What would he have said? This is a serious question.
I don't think there's any chance.
I don't mean to put you behind the eight ball already in the week, Rob, because we've had a very pleasant week. But if I asked you that, you would say, there's absolutely no way.
Mike,
have you been here 1 o'clock any day of this week?
No. Yes. Yes.
Monday.
Monday.
Oh, the first day.
All right, the first
Monday.
Day.
Well, knock yourself out.
And you need to ask, because I'll be here.
Okay. Can you be here at... Well, you're going to be on their show tomorrow, right?
Yes. So I'll
all
be
right.
here.
Okay.
You want, like, before one?
I really like having them on my show and stuff like that, but, you know. don't need to prop them up.
Mike, it's
we'll love the show. We got to go.
We're going, Dukes. Thanks a lot. Get the hell out of here.
Thank you, fellas.
All right. Thank you very much,
Listen
gentlemen.
To them.
See you at the barbecue tomorrow.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
That's good.
See you
and
then.
Let me tell you something. They're machines.
They are.
They are. They have
you know,
to
we're
be.
All about filling time here. You want to fill time, get those guys to come
they're
by.
They're robots.
They're going to go get hooked up to their rechargers. They'll be ready to go for
it's
tomorrow.
Wonderful. 877-365-3636. Here is what we need. Uh-huh. This is what we did not get a phone call about yesterday. We need horseshoes.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Buzz Burbank is standing by because Buzz suggested that we need something else. Do we have any kind of sexy music back
there? Sexy music. Let me see what
I
have.
We need a little sexy music just to because it was brought to my attention. I think Buzz and I kind of low-keyed this yesterday that along with the four Weber grills and all the meat and people bringing beverages by, we need something. It's going to be 80 degrees, something to just spice it up just a
That's
little
right,
bit.
That's right, Mike.
And I think what we need is we need barbecue babes.
I was perhaps a little too subtle yesterday when I suggested that people come to the picnic on Friday in what I described as casual beach wear. I was really speaking code there.
Yeah, I think we don't want to, you know, hit people over the head. We want to approach it subtly.
Trying to be classy.
Look, the fact is, on our show, the old show, the new show, we like to get women in bathing suits on the air. We really do. We like to get women down here.
And
we
off
like
the air.
But, you know, occasionally when we're doing that, we kind of end up begging. And,
yes.
And I think it requires some sort of a new approach to get women to come down here. And that's why I said, Buzz, you know, use those techniques you would use if we were out at, you know, some kind of live appearance somewhere.
Begging won't help anybody's self-esteem. So let me just say that... You know what we're talking about here. We're talking about a lovely spring day where it's nearly 80 degrees. The sun is shining.
Friends, that's hot.
Friends gathering together for food, beverage, and good times. What would be more perfect? What would be lovelier than women in bikinis or bikini tops? Perhaps?
Now, that's all well and good for the sexy approach. I think bikini top would be fine.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if it
perhaps
was...
Perhaps a sarong.
A tube top.
Please
you know?
Make us feel welcome. That's all I'm saying.
But the barbecue babe could lead into the next phase of this when we're talking about, you know, the buzz babe. And that's, you know...
Our show cheerleaders.
Babes in general.
Right.
Yes, have I stolen that idea? Of course. Well, that's been
course.
Done forever.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call. This is... I have no idea what this is about, but this is Bruce... who has been waiting a good long time, and there it is. Yes, the first phone call of the day. Not working! Hallelujah!
Well, that was a test call.
All right, waited some pat.
Which actually salt that tastes like three different kinds of bacon. And I don't know about...
Passive mode. I think I'm going to try to do it myself here. Let's see. Change show.
Yeah, now it's in passive mode. Earlier it was in aggressive mode.
Right.
I hate that.
It gets into passive mode. CK, it's not working again. I hate to bring you
is
in here
line
every day.
One?
Yeah, it's line one. Let's go to Bruce in Spokane. Bruce... You are you're on the Mike O'Mara show. No, Joe, it's not working. This is impassable.
Fellas,
I have no
fellas,
idea.
Fellas, I'm there.
Yes, how
I'm
are
here.
You? Yes.
We're there.
I'm here. I'm okay. I'm really confused. I just got on the line, and I listened to the Jose Canseco interview while I was on hold.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But the reason I called.
Well, thanks for bringing that up because, you know, that's not on the air, so no one is hearing what you heard. No,
I was lost. I was lost, but it kind of it chimes in with why I called.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm up here in Spokompton, Washington, and the local honk called out during the break, next is the Mike Ramirez show.
Are you S-ing me?
See.
Oscar made him do that.
No, it's O'Mara. It's O apostrophe, capital M-E-A-R-A.
So I just have something to say. I had hola, mayo.
What is that? Can I ask you, Bruce, can I ask you a question? What is the name of the local honk?
Well,
and incidentally, what a great name for a local guy in Spokane.
I love it.
The local honk. What is his name?
I don't know. They moved you guys to a new station up here, 1510 a.m.
Oh, that's a good spot on the dial.
The
so are we on live?
Let's see. Yes, you are. Yeah, you're on live. Yeah.
Okay. He had to check.
All right.
You're live.
All right.
And get Buzz a slip and slide for the babes, and you guys should have a great picnic tomorrow.
Slip and slides are fun.
All right, thank you very much. Looking forward to it, and enjoy the Mike Ramirez show. Let's talk to Frank in Sacramento. Frank, you are on the show. How are you? Frank has
a...
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, can I bring some white lobster to the picnic, man?
First of all, Sacramento. It's a Sacramento
exactly.
call. Frank, what? Did you have trouble hearing us at the beginning? 1-1000. 2-1000.
I think my cell phone's breaking up, Mon.
No, Frank, my question is there a delay? Like, if I ask the question, this is Frank, correct?
Correct.
Oh, so you can't hear us. He's getting better. He's dialing in. Very good, Frank. Frank, if you're in Sacramento, what do you care about our little picnic tomorrow out in front of Fairfax, Virginia?
Funny thing to say.
I'm going to be over there tomorrow, so I figured I'd bring some White Lobster for you guys.
You remember? You wrote the joke, what,
22 hours ago, and you're sitting on it, and you said, I'm going to call Mike Ramirez and tell that joke.
No, probably about 2 minutes.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call. Always nice to take a call from Sacramento. Now, when I take this next call, hello, you're on the air. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a second. Are you a potential barbecue babe?
I would love to be, but I'm from Spokane, Washington.
Wow, whatever station they moved us to in Spokane, we're getting a lot of calls from there.
I don't know where that guy's coming from. I've been listening to you guys for 3 years, and you've been on 790, and you're still on 790. So, hey, maybe you're on both stations.
Well, he was enjoying the White Lobster, so I wouldn't worry about him. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Take his word for it.
Listen, I'm coming down with some 36 double Ds. Is that okay?
I just dropped
my pen. Thank you very much. And that's not a fib for the radio. That's the truth.
I should point out that if you come down to be a barbecue babe on the show tomorrow, there is, an outside shot. You'll become a Buzz Burbank babe. He'll be the judge of that.
Exactly. It's like the primaries.
Do we have anything to sweeten the pot at all for the babes? Do we have any money? Like, a number one babe or anything like that? I like to, I'm not above bribing women.
We could have a cash reward for the best barbecue babe.
Well, I'd be happy with just a sandwich between two of you.
Oh, really? Now, when you say you have, 36 double Ds?
I do have 36 double Ds, and they're very straightforward.
And what is your first name again?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia, as well as the 36 double Ds, may I ask about the rest of you?
Oh, I'm 140 pounds, 5'6" and 3/4".
Really? All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you.
We look forward to meeting you.
And come down and enjoy our meat. We're going to be cooking it on 4 Weber grills. We'll have them going tomorrow.
May I ask what kind of meat will we be having?
You can bring your own meat. Obviously, you're going to be doing that.
There'll be plenty of meat here, too.
But we're going to be, the only thing we ask is that people bring their own meat. We're going to cook it for you, but we will, because we're not providing the meat.
No.
Because everybody's going to bring their own hot dogs, hamburgers. I will be working the grill, so will Rob, so will Buzz, and we needed to spice it up with some barbecue babes. And Mr. Burbank will give you all the details once you arrive.
Well, I'm looking forward to it and love this new format.
Thank you, Patricia. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And let's go to Sam in Sacramento with a question for Buzz. Sam, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, given the festivities that you're having tomorrow, I just wanted to know what Buzz and the rest of the crew are doing in celebration of 420.
What are you going to be doing at 420 tomorrow, Buzz?
Well, I think everybody knows. And that's actually, what is it, Sunday?
No, 420.
Sunday.
Saturday, isn't it?
Now, is it a big special moment at 420 on 420? Do you and your like-minded people, get together and have fun?
I have never taken part in any formal celebration of the day or that particular time on that particular day.
I should point out that we've got a comedian on the show today. This guy's from Last Comic Standing. Yeah. His name is Rob Cantrell. He'll be joining us later on this afternoon, and I think he's one of your people, Buzz.
Yeah, he has something of a checkered past.
Yeah, so this caller will probably like him. Let's go to another call in Sacramento. As this thing is cooperating a little bit. Come on.
Well, thank you, guys.
It went into passive mode again. It went into passive
Why
mode.
Why so shy?
Rob, bring up line number one, if you can. Let's talk to Chad in Spokane.
Chadwick?
Chad, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yes, it says the last guy we talked to from Spokane was a tool.
Yeah. You guys haven't changed stations. It's still on the AM band. It's still 790.
Uh-huh.
It's been changed formats, all of the radio stations after it went through reformatting.
Right.
So
it's funny because I woke up this morning and I called Rob, and one of the first things I said is, we have a show to plan for today, but what is the deal with Spokane?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't lie. You called me at midnight.
Yes.
And you called me at 5 a.m.
I was sleepless.
You were horrible. You were just tossing and turning all night.
All right. Let's get some of these local calls here. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dan.
Hey, Mike, love the new show, man.
Thank you very much. Are you going to be coming by our barbecue tomorrow?
I was thinking about it. I come home from work every day, drive right past you guys.
Right. Let me tell you what we don't have. What we don't have is we don't have a horseshoe pit yet.
Yeah, we
are looking for horseshoes. That's the only game we need. We have 4 Weber grills. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of buns that people are bringing by, and we have 36 double Ds. And we're looking for more of everything.
I'd like one more request, too, while we're floating it out there. I think we need chef hats.
Yes, chef hats and the aprons also.
Yes, big aprons, please. Extra large aprons.
I'm the a-hole cook.
And condiments.
Kiss the chef.
Mike, I actually called to talk to you about alcohol.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, is there going to be alcohol served? Can we bring alcohol? Will we be able to partake in the consumption of alcoholic beverages?
Absolutely not. Dan, are you listening to me? Dan, yeah. Dan, listen to me carefully here. Listen.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Wink.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Sam in Manassas. Sam, you coming to the picnic?
Yeah. Mike, I love the new show.
Thank you.
Hey. Rob, I love you. You're my favorite.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm not sure I want Sam to come now. Sam is scaring me a little bit.
I can't wait to meet him.
Sam, are you going to bring your own meat?
I don't know. I might. Sam, but I was just wondering, I was going to do some filming for this school thing anyway, but...
Oh, Sam, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 17.
Oh, Sam, I think you have to be 21 to come
Sam
to
the minor.
Sam the minor. No, I guess...
Does that sound 21?
No, kids can come to this thing. It's what an outdoor thing.
It's a picnic.
What kind of project are you filming for, Samuel?
It's about radio.
Sam, do you want to pick
so
up
you're so excited
the,
about
Sam,
it.
Pick up the energy just a little bit, won't you, please?
It's about radio.
What do you
my voice is, I can't help it.
For what class, Sam?
It's physics. It's about radio waves, but I'm just applying it to the Don and Mike show, or the Mike show, sorry.
Are you a junior? Is that what year you're in?
Yeah.
Yeah? How are your grades?
Decent, pretty good.
Explain decent. What is decent?
Pretty much C plus average, maybe B or A if I'm lucky.
Where do you go to school? Stonewall?
Osborne Park.
Osborne?
Yeah.
And who's your favorite teacher at Osborne?
Mr. Studick.
What do you, Mr. Who?
Studick.
Mr. Studick?
What's the Osborne mascot? What is the,
It's a yellow jacket.
Oh, how nice.
It's a roach clip.
Yeah.
One of the most frightening insects.
So, Sam, you're into, like, radio TV? You're going to be a filmmaker? You're going to be the next Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Sam, it's been a real slice of heaven, but I can't stand talking to you anymore. Thank you very much. Let's talk to Paul in Stafford. Paul, you are coming to the picnic, no?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about the picnic.
Yes, no.
Loving the show. You know, it's been a great week. I think it's a great way to cap it off. You need to make it a yearly tradition.
I think it should be a yearly tradition. It's based solely on the forecast. I saw on Tuesday that it was going to be 80 degrees on Friday. So 877-365-3636. We are still looking for horseshoes. That is just the two
and
little
hats. Yeah.
And
Rob
condiments.
Wants hats. I want horseshoes. Buzz wants 36 double D barbecue babes coming down here. We're going to take a short break on the Mike O'Mara Show. When we come back, more of your calls about the barbecue. I'd like to talk just briefly, if I could, about my back and the fact that I took my last steroid yesterday. And a little-known fact about my back that people might not be aware of during our break, and it'll be an interesting little tale.
Do you think that your back will be okay to do all that hard cooking tomorrow?
The password, Rob, was spinal surgery.
Ouch.
So get on the line to get on the air. We'll take all the barbecue calls all day long, and we will be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.